start your day with Terry Meister, Zayn, Shvat, Tovshin Pei, Harav Shlomo Miller.
Very exciting once again here in Manchester. Treff sich mit Geschmack Yidden. Trying to pick up ourselves, Bezer Hashem, with a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, give me the right words, to lift up ourselves, ulevai b'siyata d'shmaya. But before we go on, I must tell you what two gewaldige Wörtlach on last week's parsha, geoines mamish, unbelievable. It says, we 2 weeks ago in the Daf Yoimi, the Sanhedrin, we learned about the Gemara says over there, Moshe, the Tzedaki asked him, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kohen, v'ikuli Truma, so Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kohen. So how did he become Tur after burying Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, in a mikvah of fire, so Tais is on the spot, he says, why didn't he ask, how did he become Tame? So he said, that's not a kasha because Klal Yisrael is considered as sons of Hashem. So Memele, Shkoyach. So as sons of Hashem, so Shiva Krovim, you're allowed to become Tamei. Okay. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now we find there's a Maseches Smochos, it's Brises. And the end of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, this is the Maseches Smochos. That's about Hilchos Avelus. And there's a Hakdama before the first Brisa. That speaks about Agoisus Chai L'chol Dvorov. So there's the Agdomas. The Agdoma goes like this. Tzad Echor, it says, B'yoyim HaKoisi Kol B'chor, that the Rebbeinu Shalom killed the B'chorim in the day. But on the other side, we just read last week's parsha, V'yi B'chetzi Alayla V'Hashem Iko Kol B'chor. So it's B'layla, it's by night or in the day. So the Braisa goes on and says, well, it was Lemaisa, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave them a clappy hiko, right? It was Bechatzia Laila. But there were geises until the morning, and they finally died in the morning. So that's the Vashem hiko, Bechatzia Laila. And Lemaisa, they dropped dead in the morning. He explains over there that the Klal Yisrael should see how they're... So the Mefarshim is, what is the Braisa want? Why is this Dak Dama? So it says the Mefarshim because Taisa says how did Rebbeinu Shlomo was Matame to Moshe? Because B'nai B'chayri were considered as children. But how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill the B'chayrim of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim are not considered as children. So what are you going to answer over there? Tosok to Braiso. No, the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't kill them. He just gave them a clap. And HaGoyis is Chai L'chol Javarim. So Memela, he didn't become Tame for the Mitzrim. Ad kan divrei Mefarshim. Moiridik. So I think it was a Chaim Kanievsky, gesagt, a gewaltige Goynes. In Shachris, we just daven, mi Mitzrayim gealtonu, o mi beis avadim pedisonu, kol b'chayreyem horokto. So we say about the b'chayreyem horokto, that he killed the b'chayreyem, after mi Mitzrayim gealtonu, o mi beis avadim pedisonu. But in Tfilas Meirev we say, Hamakev Evrosoi called Bechoyre Mitzrayim, Vayoytze Sam Yisrael Metoicham. So what's going on? Hamakev Evrosoi before Yitzias Mitzrayim or after Yitzias Mitzrayim? So with this is Gevaldik. Shad is, Avada, Evachatzi Alayla before Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hamakev Evrosoi called Bechoyre Mitzrayim. But they weren't killed yet. Then in the morning was Yitzias Mitzrayim. They get out of there. And then, kol b'chayreim harakta, v'chayreich Yisrael galta, af le'vafela goynes mamish. Then another goynes of the Chibina Rav, oish, moiridik. The kasha goes, the Medrash says last week's parsha, inani mevi arba b'gvulecho, I'll bring arba in your boundaries. What is the Torah wanted with that? So the Medrash, there was a whole balagan between b'nei chom, and Mitzrayim, where the boundaries are. Then the Arba came along and set up the boundaries. Arba, Mitzrayim. No Arba, B'nei Chom, Gevaldik. Problem is that in Parshas Vayera we found the same medrash. Him is Gvul Chobat Sfardim. I'll bring you boundaries, Sfardim. And once again, the medrash says there was a whole balagan between Bnei Kush and Mitzrayim, where the boundaries are.
Tzvardeya came along.
Tzvardeya.
Mitzrayim.
No, Tzvardeya. Bnei Kush. So what's going on here? Tzvardeya set it up? Or Arba? Or what happened? And you know, Bnei Kush is also Bnei Cham, right? Kush is Einik Lach of Cham, so Makarav, what's the Dugi Shem? What's going on here? So the Tshuvin Ra, very simple. Of course. The Tzvardeya set up the boundaries. Everything got sorted out.
But then, how did they make the boundaries?
Like in those times, Yeshua Tichem Mizoharetz Mechatsuba,
with trees.
Then the bird came along and flopped them all out. No trees, no boundaries. Once again, there's a mess going on.
Came the Arba
and set it up once again. So the Shebina Rav, who says that?
David HaMelech.
In Mizmor Kufei, we say, Sholach Barad, Vayach Gafno Musei Nosom,
Vayeshaber.
Hey, it's Kvulam. He broke the trees of the boundaries. So when the Brisker Rav heard that, he says, oh, this is the Pshat. Shebina Rav didn't just say till him. At Ogilan till him. Yeah. Uplearned over the Tzitzach, Givaldik.
How flavor fella.
Now, that was just the Akdama. And let's hope the Rebbeinu Shem should give me the right words to get lifted up
from this week's Parsha.
So, Reb Chatzk Lavramsky, the Gaivid of London, he said once, Givaldik, I heard it from my uncle, which was a Ben Bais, Reb Chaim Lang. He says, he used to say, Tosunish kim pshad, obas agutter zhorn. It's a good word. By Chassidim, they say it in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Herzachai. Vayovoyu bnei Yisroel emoro.
Vamayim morimim.
So the Das Kenim Baal HaTisa says already that it's a gate echt of Torah, in Mayim Ala Torah. Vayovoyu bnei Yisroel emoro.
Vamayim morimim.
Sometimes you sit down next to the Gemara, it's a gate, there's no gishmak. What do we do? Vayorehu Hashem eitz. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives an eitzim.
V'yashlich lamayim.
Throw yourself inside the Gemara. Start learning without cheshik. Even if you don't have the geshmak.
And slowly but surely.
V'yim teku amayim. Slowly but surely. The Torah will become sweeter and sweeter. Ah, moiridik. That's the Gemara. Moiridik et acher. How do, you know, so a lot of times it happens to us. You sit next to the Gemara, say, "Get this, jump inside." The Yashlich Alamayim,
Bim Tukamayim.
And I would like to get a deeper insight. But how does it work? What's the Dakad Nikudis? Uplearn the Mzach. How does it? So, there's a few Nikudis. Number one, we all know, Achara Pe'ulois, Nimshochim Alevavois, Zog the Chinuch in last week's Parsha and Parsha's Boy, that when a person does Pe'ulas, he does mitzvahs and Torah. So slowly but surely, even if you do it without, you know, your heart is not there. But slowly but surely, your heart will be there. Achara pe'ulais, nimshachim alevavais. After your deeds, after the mitzvahs you do, slowly but surely the hearts, your heart will be there. But tzedoichta mesilas yishorim. The mesilas yishorim has a kuntris at the end of the mesilas yishorim, which is called
Derech Eitz Chaim. And over there, he brings down a Moiridike. Here we go. Here, a photocopy.
Derech Eitz Chaim is a little country at the end of the Mesilas Yesharim. And he goes on. Shnaim betchunachas nivro.
Seichel Adam v'atira maskelis.
They're both of the beds of the same bria. And the Torah it says, Alekoy dvori ka'esh nu mashem. The Torah is like fire. Voidiyonu, he let us know ki emes adover shatoyro imamish
or echod nitan Yisrael lo yaboy.
The Torah is a light. It's not like just kiloi kachochmes anachriyos v'yedias achozal learning math or etc. That you know you start learning something and you get a bit more wise, clever.
Achatoyro inay kodeshi v'kashayasik b'ha'odom lemato.
When you learn Torah,
Oyhi
אשר תויר בנשמוסוי להגיע אויסל גינזה מרוימים גינזה הבוין יסבורך שמוי בדרך האורו ופעולו חזוקו. And that goes on והוא דבר החוכם ותוירו אור אור ממש ולא יחוכם לבד. It's pushing a light lights up your neshama ולא ישמר אויר בדרך דמיין. It's not just פחינס אור אל אור ממש כי זו מציוס הוא למעלה, ויקונס בה נשמה, ייקונס אורבו, כאשר ייקונס ניצוץ השמש בחס הבתים. Just like the sun shines up the room, when you learn Torah, you shine up your נשמה. מוירדיק, before we go on, there's a safer, you know, there was a rav in Bnei Brak, Divrei Shir, he used to live before that here in Manchester, I think, no? In London. Huh? No, not Rav Duna. No, the former of Shulyankiv Rabinov? Rabinov. He was where? In London also. So he came to live in Bnei Brak and he became the Rav of Divrei Shir. So he has a sefer and the Akdomi brings down that he wanted to go into the Chazon Ish. So he went to speak first to the Stipler. Stipler used to live in, was a neighbor of his Shvoga. And he knew him from Minsk. And he spoke and learning. And then the Stipler took him into the room of the Chazon Ish. And he rings down, he writes in the Akdoma. Stipler opened up the door. Abgedalia. Oh, Abgedalia Rabinovich. Sorry. Abgedalia. And he says, they were so frightened because there was mamish a meridic light inside the room. Chazon Ish was mamish hurving and learning. He was into it, and they pushed it, closed the door, and ran away. They couldn't be aimed in this gewaltige light. You know, I have a friend. He learns in the Kollel of Silberstein in Cholon, and he tells me the facts over there, fax machine. Very interesting things that come from all over. People send very interesting things. So he says, this is going back about 17, 18 years ago. He brings me a whole booklet, you know, a ganze peckel of pages from facts. There's a place which is called, you know, it's called Mechon Hila. Hila is a light. You know, the last, I don't know, 40, 50, they found out that around everybody, every one of us, there's a light going on. Yeah, mamish. In cameras which are a few thousand times more sharper than a human eye, you can mamish see around every one of us a shtig licht, light. At kedekach, even if a person, you know, chas v'sholem, you have to take down his foot or something, nebuch, you know, infections and that, but the light of the foot is still there. It's called the hila. Now, about a few, 17, 18 years ago, one of the guys who researched there was with a couple from a guy. So he said, maybe you can research this also, Torah, or. And sure enough, in a few things, it was so nicker, moiridik, on Tfilin-Legen, you know, a person, they go in, and they take a picture of his light around, and then he puts on Tfilin. And it's unbelievable. They brought about a research of 20 people doing that. And the light becomes stronger and wider. Mamish Azoi. At Kedekach, one of the people, that, you know, it doesn't say the name, just Shatavis, whatever, Yud Nun, Nichnas, I don't know, I didn't understand the numbers, but it says he went in and they took a picture of the Hila of the light. Then he put on film. And there was no difference. So they sent off his tefillin, Lebedika, and they saw its puzzle. At Kedekach. But even more, on Torah, and I know personally, a Chosh V'yid that went over there, he got to know with somebody, and they pictured his hila, his light, and then he started learning. It's unbelievable. Oyer mamish! V'loy chochma levad! V'loy shemar oyer bederech dimyen! Or mamish, you sit and learn. You light up your neshama. So of course, what the Ramchal says is even more and more, much deeper and higher. But you know, as the Chafetz Chaim says, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, gets the technology more and more to be mechazek our emuna. So, Pashit Rebbeinu Shem, yes, says Kipshuto Imamish. You think, I learned the Mishnah, Black Gemara. It's not stop. You light up your neshama, Gewalt.
But then he goes on.
V'noshuv lo inyon, ki ha'oiris ha'indim ala isiyas ha'toyah, the light which is on the oira ha'toyah, ein magia l'nishma saroye, oisun oisiyas, ala oirich otsosim kimoya gehelis. The first time you learn the Gemara, it lights up your neshama with a little light, like a coal.
Ach, k'shemishtad lo ha'odom la'ovin, v'koirei, v'choize v'koirei, u'mischazik li'izbainin, hinei, kol kach mislatim oirisayim,
when you start reading the Torah and you learn and you chazer over and you try to understand even more, slowly but surely your neshama gets lightened up like a torch, like a fire shall heves
min hagacheles.
Yes, so we can understand deeper. V'yashleich al amayim v'yimtiku amayim. You go and jump inside the Gemara. Start learning without cheshik. But then you start learning and you read over again. And your neshama starts lightening up. And you get the geshmak and the cheshik. V'yash lecha l'mayim
v'yim teku amayim.
But I would like to share with you another insight. Oy gevaldik will give us so much koyach. Lift us up. Moyedi. Herzachayim. Zogt Rebbe Yeruchim from the Meir. A Moiridiki is said. It says in Chazal, Yeish loy money,
right him a sign.
You earned $100, 100 pounds.
You want 200.
1,000.
2,000. 1,000,000. 2,000,000.
So we know it as, you know, a naughty thing, you know.
Oh, you've kesef, loyz ba kesef, 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 kesef.
Precious. Baruch atoa adinoi. Eloyeinu melech oilom shakun niyo bedvoroi. But Zokter Rebbe Yeruchim, Be'etzem, it's a Moiridike Matana
that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave every one of us. Herzachayim.
Osh, Moiridike. Every success that you enjoyed, that you had the geschmack of it, automatically, you want to double it. Every atzlocha, every enjoyable atzlocha that you had, you chop the geschmack out of it, you get such a thirst to try to double this atzlocha. Because I saw I can do better. I want to become even bigger. Yeish loy mana, roitze masayim. Hayeish loy gaidem shetirtze latzliach begiflayim. The fact that you were matzliach brings you that you want to double the atzlocha. I think they say about the Balatanya, or maybe some one of the big tzaddikim, they asked him as a young bacha, how did you succeed more than your friends? So he said, a murder kegiva. He says, Shloim HaMelech says, Leiv chacham,
Leiminoi,
Leiv ksil, Lesmoyle.
So he said like this,
Achsidu shegishmak evor. You learn a Gemara.
So the black Gemara that you have learned already?
On your right side. The black Gemara that you haven't learned yet, on your left side. He says, my friends, I feel so bad for them. They're always on the left side.
Oh no, we got 80 black to finish the Masechta. No chance.
Oh, you know what, let's try to make an effort. Another 5 black.
Once again, 75 black. Long way to go. Just gave up.
And never. I was always to the right side. Leiv chacham liyamina. Don't care what's going on the left. Hey, I, Baruch Hashem, learned 5 blat. Wow, I got the kicks out of it. The ganze geschmack.
Wow, I made it. Wow,
I can do better. I want to become even bigger. Yeish loy maneh, roitze masayim. You know, I was thinking to myself, it's so plain and simple. You know what, my boy, now Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, gesund bis in 20. When he was a young kid, 2 years old, minus a few months, he started learning how to walk on his own feet. It wasn't simple at all. He was having a hard time. I think he fell down hundreds of times,
again and again.
till he started walking. And it happened to me. How didn't he give up? How was Nimas Yayish after so many hundreds of nefilas? And one day I hopped up shot. Very simple. Every time he falls down,
no one yells at him. No one gets angry. What do you want? A little baby is a little zayin zu gesund.
On the other hand, every little hatzlacha, every little success,
he made it for 10 seconds, even 5 seconds. The whole mishpacha is on the feet. And everybody's clapping away and screaming and yelling. Alone, alone, ah, Yavald!
You see him patching to himself. What does he feel?
Oh, look at that. I can do better. I want to go even bigger. And as I wait, till he started walking on his own feet.
Yes, be focused on your atzloches. Focused on your gute Sachen. Not, oh, don't go around with that kvetch. Oh, I flapped there, I flapped there. You know the Mashkiach, Pratsk Levenstein of Panevich Yeshiva, he brings down a mirgadi kazach.
Isha Musar.
He says the Rebbe Nishilim tells Kayin, Lama noflu ponecho.
Well, we would look at it, call a kavod. Kayin,
what is he crying for? For what? That he lost $1 million? No. He's having a hard time. The fact that the Rebbe Nishilim didn't take his korban.
A ben aliyah, nah? That's the right thing to do. Sinish gigayin avaydis Hashem. Put your nose down, huh? Oh no.
The Rebbe Nishilim has complaints on him. Lama naflu panecha. That's not the right thing, attitude to go with it.
Sheifas, to become bigger, of course, that's the best thing. But to go around like a nebuchadnezzar, oy vey,
duh, I'm not succeeding, what'll be with me?
Nebu, what'll be my avodas Hashem?
Go around with your nose down. No, it's treif. No, lama naflu panecha. And Reb Chatzkel says even more. He says, you know how he came finally to kill Hevel? It started from that. I've been gwonished. I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I'm not succeeding. Avodas Hashem. I'm good for nothing. Good for nothing. Nothing. Down, down, down until I... Boom. Shane. He killed Hevel. Never. All that came from that. Going around with such a bad attitude about himself. Don't stop being focused on your... What you didn't, what you flopped, and what you didn't succeed. Be focused on your atzloches. Yes, Baruch Hashem. I learned half an hour, a blah, an omid. Be happy with that. Get the geschmack out of it. And then when you have that geschmack, you'll enjoy it. That'll give you koyach to go on. Another blah, and another blah.
Because I saw, chad gezein as ich kann dich besser, will ich sagen noch besser. Yeah, I saw I can do better. I want to become even bigger. Yesh loimane, roitz amasayim.
Yes, v'yashlich al amoyim, v'yimtiku amoyim. You feel no cheshik, it's not working. You don't have geschmack to learn. Start, learn without cheshik. And then, wow, after 10, 15 minutes, oh, I learned, I succeeded. Be happy with that. Enjoy it. And that will bring you ihr Geschmack. Yesh lei mane. Reitz Messiah. That's the nature that the Rebbe Nishlim gave every one of us. When you enjoy a success, that brings you to want go on weiter to double the success. Yes, Levi. I got to tell you a great story. This I heard from Rabbi Lezer Turk. He's a Rav by us in Modi'in Elite. His father was Reb Moshe Turk, big mechanech, a menal in Talmud Torah. You see that turn Tel Aviv. They used to live in the they used to live mamish on the bottom of a mountain of Panevich Yeshiva. In their neighborhood, there was a chosh v'yidav. His name was Reb Perel Rosenstein. He was a slonim chosid. He was the principal of the Talmud Torah Chinuch Atzmoy in Razili. That's in. And when you come into Bnei Brak on the left side, you know, by Neve Achiezer, whatever. But before that, he was a Rebbe in a Talmud Torah in Bnei Brak, which is called Merkaz. This Talmud Torah was in the times of the Chazanish yet. My Shmerol of Hashalom. He used to learn there. So anyway, he was a Rebbe there. And he says over that once he took a class of his to make a fahair by the Chazon Ish. And one of the boys, well, a wild chaya, wild animal. They went into the Chazon Ish. And things started to move. A glass broke. It was very not convenient. But the worst was that when it came time to, you know, the Chazon Ish asked him a question, and the boy don't know what to answer. Eish, gefault. Was tut mir? The Chazon Ish was very sensitive for every boy. So he asked him an easier shaila, you know, to get, you know, he should also go out with a feeling of success. And once again, the boy did not know what to answer. So Chazon Ish asked him such a simple question that every boy in 8th grade should know. What is it? Kimlei? B'derabimine. Right? If you have two punishments, Einish Misa, Einish Maman, so Kimlei, you Mekayim, B'derabimine, the bigger Einish, you got Einish Misa and you're part of Einish Maman. Right? Everyone knows about that. But the young boy thinks to himself, oh yeah, Kimlei, you got to get up, but the Rebbe Minei, when the Rebbe comes into class. Everybody started laughing. And the Chazon Ish, you know, to give him, get him out with a good feeling. You know, there's something right in what you're saying. Yes, when the Rebbe comes into class, you should get up. But the Rebbe Rosenstein said, I felt so bad about that. Aish, was it sein da? But then, when the boys were going by the Chazon Ish to get Shalom Aleichem and the Brocha, comes the turn of this boy. Chazon Ish asks Rav Rosenstein, can I speak with this boy for a few minutes? Halavai. The Chazon Ish took him to a different room. 15, 20 minutes, he was with him. The boy wouldn't want to participate. What happened over there? He kept silent. But from then on, he got more interest into learning. Something moved. But the Spitz came after a few years. Rabbi Rosenstein says it was Leil Simchas Torah. And like a lot of people of Bnei Brak, we went up to Panevich Yeshiva to enjoy the Simchas Torah. And they were selling the Atah HaReisa, the Psukim, the Kibbudim, for black Amaras. And it was going up 500, 1,000 black, 1,500, do that. All of a sudden, the boy calls out, the whole Shaz, Atzeresa. Wow, what a balagan, a tutsa, a simchas Torah. They put him on the shoulders, they were dancing away with this boy. And he looks up, hey, it's a familiar face. Excuse me, what's the name of this chasen Torah? He hears the name, he came up fainted. It's the boy from the Kibbutz B'Derabimine. Wow. He came to a position to be Mekabel on him Shaz. Naira. I must tell this to Chazon Ish. That same Simchas Torah. He knocked at the door. Chazon Ish brings him in. Yes, Rebel. Agut Yontiv. Rebbe. Remember the boy with the Kibbutz B'Derabimine? I was a part of his yeshiva. He was Mekabel on him Shas. Chazon Ish light up his eyes. And he asked Rebbe, may I ask, what did the Rebbe convince him? What Rebbe was Matzliach to? I didn't try to convince him. So what was there? Oh, I asked him, would he like to learn with me a Teisvissel? And he says, okay. So I learned with him, with his Havana, with his nature. I gave my time, tried to explain him that he should be able to understand. For the first time in his life, he felt the sweetness of a success in learning. And that gave him the geschmack, oh, I see that I could do better. So I want to become even bigger. Ra'iti shani yachol, ani rotzeh liyot yoter gadol. And that gave him the geschmack, yesh lo imoneh, ra'itzeh masayim. Until finally, he came to the position to take at him ganchas. Yes. If we'll succeed to focus ourselves and our children to their atzlochas, to where they have success, and not always just to kvetch, hey, what's going to be? Listen, you're not this, you're not that. What's going to be with you? No. Try to get ourselves focused to our atzlochas. That will give us the koiches.
Yesh lei mare.
Right, so Messiah. Hayesh lei. Goyim shekitza.
Latzliach bekeflaim.
We got 5 minutes. We got to finish?
No,
no, Eva. Yeah. Herzahai. Moirik. Why I live in Kiryat Sefer? One of the Rabbanim, as far as Rav, he's called Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua. He told me the following story. He was to learn in Beit Vagan, Brit Yaakov, Barf Toledano. He was already a boy of 20, 21, from the Chashra Baruch, very special. And a young boy of Shir Aleph was coming along. Oisi tells his friends, oh, there's a nice boy coming up, let's hear what he got to say. So the boy asks the kasha. He said it was a very simple kasha, question. Classically for a young boy, I could just, get sorted out, 1, 2, 3. But I saw he came so whoa. So I felt I must. He says, listen, you're asking a good kasha. Let's go ask one of the rabbanim. It was Rabbi Winkler. Let's go ask him. So we go up to Rabbi Winkler, and I says, this boy is asking nice kasha. Winkler winks with his eye. Like, you didn't get along by yourself. I wink him back. He got to understand. He says, listen, boy, you're asking a good kasha. Let me think about it. Come tomorrow. The boy walked away, walking on clouds. Seventh heaven. He asked the kasha. Rabbi Winkler has to think over it. Marley. The next day, I get the boy. And Rabbi Winkler is waiting for us. We go over, and we talk and learning. And Baruch Hashem, there was no connections right there with the boy. 6 years between of us. No. But then about 5, 6 years later, this boy comes with an invitation and gives it to me. I don't know what he wants from me. He says, L'chvod Reb Yaakov Yeshua, all my steigen, all my success, all what I stayed in yeshiva is because of you. With much thanks. Chosn. Huh. I woke up, what is this? You don't remember? No. When I was in Shir Aleph with Rabbi Winkler, that was you. Wow. Wow. So I want to tell you, I live in the Tivot, in the south. For some reason, there was a few boys that in yeshiva, they decided to give me a reminder from time to time. Atat Romi. Like, not a big wise guy. Atamim. Atat Romi. Dromi. I decided, I'm going to show them who is their Dromi. And I prepared a good kasha. Today I understand that wasn't so. And my whole future was in your hands. And I went over, you were like from the top bachrim. They're going to see, I'm going to speak and learn with the top bachrim. And you had the sense to lift me up to the sky. You have no idea. All I stayed in yeshiva, and I went on, was because of you. I saw that, wow, I'm so successful. Wow. Ra'iti shani yachol. Ani rotzei liyot yoter gadol. This boy is today one of the staff in Brit Yaakov. All for one, giving him the feeling you're successful. There's a Choshviyid, his name is Reb Avrom Eisenbach. He's a Mashgiach in a Talmud Torah by us in town. He lives in Yerushalayim. He told me that years ago he was a Rebbe. He was very strong in getting the boys into Mishnayos Baal Peh. One year, a boy comes over to Rebbe, and every cloud is a Yotzim in a cloud. And it's me. I Baal Peh, forget about it. My memory is like, good for nothing. But I didn't let him go. And I squeezed out of him, here, a little Mishnah, 3 lines. At the end of the year, I squeezed out 70 Mishnahs Baal Peh. And then he went on to the other classes. He went to Yeshiva Ketana. I didn't find him. We didn't get there. About 15 years later, I'm already in the Talmud Torah Mashgiach. I'm going on the bus from Kiryat Sefer to Yerushalayim. And sits next to me in Gaman. Hey, Rabbi Eisenbach. Yes. Remember? No. I'm the boy that you squeezed out of me 70 Mishnahs. Oh! Can't forget that one. Rabbi, you know where I'm going? No. Says, well, now listen. I left go of the Rebbe. I went on. Every Rebbe I told him, Baal Peh, it's not for me. By heart, it's not my cup of tea. And everybody, you know, gave up on me. Then I came to the Yeshiva Ketana. And the Yeshiva says, we're starting Kedushin, Maseches Kedushin. Guys, end of the year, everyone is going to be firing himself. Start from today, working on it. And then once again, the Yeshiva, every klal, Yaitzim and a klal, forget about it. Oh, how do you get along in the cheder? Well, all the rabbis know, it's not my cup of tea. Tell me the truth. There was no rebbe that tried and was succeeded. Oh yeah, there was one rebbe, Eisenbach. Oh, what a nudnik. Osh. He took me out in the neshama. And, well, he succeeded 70 mishnayos. So the Shiva tells me, I'm putting a notice, letting you know, this year I'm going to be your nudnik. And he didn't give up on me. And he took out, at the end of the year, I fired the whole Kedushin. Rebbe, you know where I'm going now? To the big fires of the Shilantam. I'm up to 500 blot. Firing myself out there. Because I saw that I can do it, I can succeed. Ra'iti shani yachol. Ani rotzelio jitergadol. I want to become even bigger. Yes. V'yash lech alamayim. Jump into the Gemara. Start enjoying every little success. V'yim tekru amayim. You'll get more and more geshmak in learning vaita. Ulevai. Shigol av atzlocha. Focus your atzlochas. And just keep on going, giving nachas to Hashem Yisbarach. Atzlocha and siyata dishmaya. And very soon, the mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehru yameinu. Amen. Rabbi Yisai, as every year, I'm taking advantage. I teach in Yeshiva and Kiryat Sefer. I'm here just for one day.